Parents, how did they decide to move from Cleveland?
My father was stationed at Nellis Air Force Base in the Air Force.
Ah,
He
okay.
was a dentist. He came here, he was the 30th dentist in the state and 19th in Las Vegas.
The 19th dentist in Las Vegas. So the population must have been pretty small at that time. What year was that?
1950.
Okay.
He had, and when he left the military, he opened up an office on Fremont Street on the second floor and did really well. But he and two men built a building together on Maryland Parkway near Fremont Street. And they were very successful there for a long time.
And who are his partners?
I don't remember their names.
Okay. Were they Jewish as well?
No.
Okay.
And then he found another partner, Dr. Merkin, who was Jewish, and they were good together. They bought land together, but they built a building where Steinberg Diagnostic is on Maryland Parkway. That was their land. And I sold it for them. I was in real estate.
Ah, okay. So he, what, like his practice, what kind of specialty or what kind of
He
dentist was
loved
it?
caps and crowns. He was great. He was a very good dentist.
Did a lot of your friends go to him?
Everybody went to him. All Jews went to him. What happened when he took the exam, they didn't know he was Jewish, and they passed him.
Do you think it would have made a difference if they'd
Oh,
known?
yeah. He's the first Jewish dentist in the state. And there were no more until he was elected to the Board of Governors for Dentistry.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes.
So he felt that he was just lucky to get through, and okay.
Oh, yeah.